for the first time, we're able to have all of our employees on the East Coast or in the National Capital Region co-located in one facility, purpose-built for our geospatial intelligence mission. And so that will enable us to really take our GEOINT to the next level, to really work more closely and more collaboratively, not only with our own folks, but with our mission partners.
And talk about, to the extent that you can, what goes into building a purpose-built facility for GEOINT.
Well, what goes into it, first of all, is having a state-of-the-art infrastructure which allows us to move large amounts of data around very quickly, having the advanced technologies that allow us to visualize our information, analyze, and manipulate the data.
We heard a lot during the ceremony today about how the IT infrastructure here is leaps and bounds beyond what you had at your previous three facilities around the NCR. Tell me a little bit about how that enhances your capabilities to gather and analyze the intelligence you deal with every day.
We had basically a computer system for every application, and what we've been able to do here is build a modern technology center where we have virtualized a number of our systems and applications. We take much less power, much less space, much less cooling. Also, what we've been able to do is really speed up the amount of time it takes to get imagery from a satellite through the ground station and to the desktop of one of our analysts. That's probably the biggest advantage to what we've done here.
So we hear a lot about virtualization and data center consolidation throughout the federal government right now. You guys did this in one fell swoop, really.
We did. We took advantage of this BRAC move to actually redesign our entire infrastructure. So it is modern. It is purpose-built for our GEOINT mission. We went from thousands of applications down to hundreds of applications. We also greatly architected our systems to take advantage of advanced technologies. We have a technology center here and a data center here, but we also have a technology center and data center in St. Louis, which is our second major location here in the United States. And so we have been able to virtualize not only here at NGA Campus East, but also at NGA Campus West. So if we have a failure here, we are able to immediately move mission and take control in St. Louis and vice versa. So that is also a part of what we did in making the BRAC move.
So what can you do in this facility that you really couldn't in your various other facilities around Washington right now? Or is it just a matter of doing the things you do more efficiently?
Well, it's a little of both. First of all, just to have a meeting previously, folks would have to get in a car, drive across town. If there was an accident on a bridge, they might not get there. Now, they only have to walk down the hall or walk up a flight of steps. Another thing is, and I mentioned the imagery to the desktop, where it might take hours or days to get some imagery off of archived tape, all of that is now available in minutes to the desktop. So some of it is being able to do what we couldn't before, some of it is being able to do it more efficiently.
With 2.1 million square feet of brand new modern office space and 8,500 people working here, I'm assuming NGA built in some amenities for your workforce that weren't available at the old sites. Talk about some of those creature comforts.
We have windows. We never used to have windows in our facilities, and most in the intelligence community don't. That's a big morale booster right there. But we also have an array of food services available to our folks. We have a state-of-the-art modern fitness facility. We have dry cleaners, a beauty salon, a credit union, basically everything we would need for a workforce that is often here 7/24.
When Congressman Moran inside made his comment about this being the nicest federal facility we have, the audience broke out into spontaneous applause. Is that pretty much a uniform reaction to this place so far?
That is a uniform reaction, and many will tell you that NGA, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, went from the worst facilities in the intelligence community to the best facilities in the intelligence community. We are very proud of this facility, and if you walk in and see the workforce, they seem to be standing a little bit taller, and everyone's walking around with a smile on their face.
How much of your workforce did you keep as you moved from these three separate locations into one?
You know, when we started the BRAC planning, a lot of folks said, oh, we're going to lose 50-60% of the workforce because folks aren't going to want to make the move from Bethesda down to Springfield. I will tell you, it's only been a couple of percent of folks that we lost. Most of them retired. A few went to other government agencies. But the beauty of BRAC is they had 5 years to plan. So some folks moved. Some folks decided they're just going to try this commute. And a number of folks have found that the commute is actually easier. And with public transportation, we are so close to Springfield Metro and the VRE trains. And we run shuttles that match the times of the public transportation. So workforce is happy.
Do you have any sense for how many of them actually relocated and moved to new places? Or are they commuting from where they were before? Are you guys tracking any of that through surveys or of any kind?
Very few folks actually moved. Most folks stayed in place. And a good part of the population actually already lived south of here. So they're loving this commute here. We used a little of our GeoInt tradecraft when this site was picked, and we did a population density map to see where our folks lived relative to this site. And this was one of the best sites that could have been chosen out of all the sites that were being considered.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about what NGA actually does. Can you give me a quick walkthrough of what this workforce here of 8,500 people does on a daily basis?
The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency provides GeoInt to the intelligence community and to our mission partners. Those mission partners are the policymakers, the warfighters, and the first responders. GeoInt, it's a combination of geospatial information, think maps, and imagery intelligence, merging the two of those together and also bringing other intelligence information and open source data to be able to visually depict what is going on somewhere on the Earth's surface.